Variable is the way to describe the spring wheat from the final day of the spring wheat and durum tour. The final routes cover the northeastern part of North Dakota with a calculated weighted average at 35.4 bushels per acre. NDSU wheat research analyst Kellen McMonagle drove on the red route from Devil's Lake, North Dakota into western Minnesota.
Well, if you would compare it to the first 2 days, when we got into Minnesota, we went to Crookston and went south, and we saw pretty good fields considering what we saw the previous 2 days. Probably 50% of the fields had already been cut or they were getting ready, and the fields that we went through were ready.
On the orange route, King Milling Company Vice President Patrick Doyle went north of Lakota into Milton and then into Crystal, North Dakota.
And we're seeing okay yields around there.
For the entire tour, the overall weighted average for spring wheat is at 29.1 bushels per acre in North Dakota. That's 14 bushels per acre lower than the 2019 crop estimate, the last in-person tour. Compared to a more average year like 2015, this was about two-thirds of the normal spring wheat crop. The all-wheat yield estimate is at 28.9 bushels per acre. Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Dave Green thinks there's a sense of relief through some of the trade following the tour.
If anybody walked away with anything positive, it was, yes, we've got a short crop. This is not what we'd hoped for, but we're thankful for the quality that we're going to see.
The big question going into and also coming out of this tour was abandonment. It wasn't tracked on the tour. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson explains why.
Abandonment is difficult to measure because it can really occur in multiple ways. In some cases, that abandonment was so early that it may have been replanted to another crop, so you don't even know it was there. In some cases, it may have been hayed. Bales may have already been removed. Again, it's difficult to say. And in some cases, it just won't be harvested. So you see all aspects of abandonment. Most of my time this tour, both in South Dakota and North Dakota, was east of the Missouri River. And I think as we would move farther west, we'd see more of that direct evidence.
We'll have to wait until fall for more details. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.